Hello and welcome to today's episode. I am not joined by a guest today, unfortunately. But what has happened is I had a couple of calls booked in, a couple of guest calls booked in for Monday, and they both had to cancel due to family emergencies. And then I ended up having to go to London a day early. So this is going to be a rapid fire episode because I also had somebody booked in today for a pod recording that I'm going to have to reschedule because I'm having to head to London. So this is going to be 10 minutes because I've only got 20 minutes before I need to head to the train. Rapid fire episode so that there's not a non-episode this week because I cannot be coping with that. I will have two guest recordings on Thursday, which I'm looking forward to, and then that'll get the ball rolling for all the guest episodes that are coming right up. However, it could have been frustration, but do you know what? It's obviously gave me a space and a time to be able to speak about what I want to speak about. I might have flung this episode in somewhere anyway, but it's important that I had this time, this space to speak about something that I've got coming up, which is super, super exciting. I've not really spoke about it, so I think it's something that I really, really need to harness this platform to tell you about. And this is about freedom. Freedom has been a big word that's been surrounding me for the last wee while, and it was only when I was creating a presentation for something that I was speaking at that I recognized that actually. I don't know if I've probably said this already in one of the episodes, but one of my friends has said to me, "Why do you keep flinging your hands up in the air all the time?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know, I'm just doing it." And then I realized when I was creating a particular slide for this presentation that it signified freedom. It signified taking up space. It signified me standing in my power and not shrinking myself. And therein lied the freedom. It made me, it was like a light bulb moment of like, it signifies freedom because for a long time I was very, very much not free. And there is a moment in every woman's journey where she does realize that you're not fighting to be better, you're fighting to be free. And what more beautiful thing is there than being free? So for me, that moment did come in an unexpected way. Like the simple putting these pictures together and all the arms are up in the air, it just said everything without even saying a word. So when I looked at these pictures, it just made everything drop into place. It wasn't a confidence, although there was massive confidence there. It wasn't a strength again, although there was massive strength there. It wasn't even joy, although that was there. It was freedom, and the freedom that I had been fighting so, so hard to claim for myself, and the freedom that I want every woman in my world to feel in her literal soul. The pictures became a catalyst for something so much bigger, and it became a bit of a reminder that my work is not just about empowerment, it's about liberation, it's about choosing yourself, it's about letting go of the weight that you've been carrying for far too long. So it meant that what the course that I had originally planned, called Empower Her, it had to evolve. So that just was like a moment of that felt like freedom was the right word. It felt strong. And what I do with women is so much deeper than strength, though. It's about helping them walk into a life where their nervous system softens, their boundaries solidify, and their soul stops whispering and instead starts roaring. So when I finally allowed myself to acknowledge that, the new name arrived instantly. And it's the Freedom Programme. Because that's what this work always, always was. So what does freedom really mean in this space? Freedom isn't loud. It isn't rebellious just for the sake of it. It's the moment a woman finally comes home to herself. It's releasing guilt, that quote-unquote good girl, the constant overthinking. It's moving from survival into self-trust. That's another big word that's been coming up a lot recently is a trusting yourself, because I think at the core of a lot of things, we lack trust within ourselves. It's building a life that feels like oxygen instead of obligation. So what will you experience inside the Freedom Program? This is where the transformation becomes lived, embodied, and felt, because it's so important that you feel. So we're going to do identity recognition, remembering who you are without all the labels, the roles, the expectations. We're going to do lots of different values, beliefs, limiting beliefs, why we are the way we are, pattern behavior, generational conditioning, because when you can understand it, that's when you can change it. When you know where it's come from, when you have the awareness around it. We're also going to be looking at inner safety and nervous system regulating, grounding, creating an internal stability that you've actually never been taught. None of us have been taught, and it's shameful that all these things are not taught to us, because they are part and parcel of living in this human existence. We're also going to be looking at emotional freedom, realizing what you've been carrying, and honoring your emotions without drowning in them. We're going to talk about your energy and your state, how to move from pressure to alignment and burnout to clarity. We're going to do some self-worth embodiment, holding boundaries, choosing yourself, stepping forward without permission. And also a bit of life design, so creating a vision that feels expansive and exciting and possible. But the best part is that you're not doing it alone. You're going to be in a circle of women who are walking the same path, women who are ready to rise, ready to soften, ready to reclaim the parts of themselves that they had abandoned. So that in itself is so much powerful. We are bound to want to be part of a tribe and want to belong, and when we can bring that sisterhood together, there's like no stronger power in this earth. There's like sisterhood and bringing females together and united. I want you to feel all the incredible things that you are. I want you to feel that freedom. I want you to throw your hands up in the air, unguarded, your soul finally breathing. And if that vision feels something that your body is craving, then the Freedom Program is for you. This is where you stop trying to be unstoppable and you actually become it. The doors are opening. It's so exciting and buzzing. And your next chapter is waiting. And freedom is closer than you think. If you have any questions or any, like, you just want to dissect a wee bit more, or you want to just get a little bit more information, obviously this is me keep bringing this to you in rapid format, because I literally now have 13 minutes to nearly for the train. Speak to me, reach out to me, like tell me, and I'll be able to help you. And also, if you do have those wee pangs of like, oh, I don't know, it's not the right time, or whatever wee voices are in your head, just recognize that it's there to keep you safe. But in safety, there's also stagnancy. Sometimes we need to explore the uncomfortable to grow. Not sometimes, all the time. In the program, we'll also be doing meditation, breath work, hypnosis, journaling. I'll be guiding you through it. It'll be very much a integrated 8 weeks. 8 weeks, we're going to do a different thing each week, and there'll be a lot of guidance as far as like asking you certain questions to really get you thinking on certain aspects of things, and not a come and do the weekly call and then see you next week. There'll be a lot more to it than that. I'm really, really excited about it. I know that I have been doing all the retreats and all that sort of stuff, which is so beautiful. Like, I love being in person. I really, really do. But I totally recognize that not everybody can do that. And in order to create a bigger impact, I have to look at different ways in order to do that. And the Freedom Program is that, which I'm super, super excited to be launching in January, and bring yous all along for the ride. And excited to see the shifts and all the beautiful things that are going to come with this work. Sending you loads and loads of love and light. I hope you have a tremendous day, whatever the day it is that you are listening to this. And like I said, reach out, please, please, please reach out if you've got any questions, or even if you just want to reach out for something that I've spoke about has touched a bit of a nerve, or whatever that may be. I'm always excited to hear from you. Anyway, send you loads of love and light. Have a fabulous day. Speak soon. Bye.